99.7 EJX, good morning. Happy Friday. Hi there, Kelly Kay.
Hello.
I mean, how many more bombshells can be released before Britney Spears' memoir comes out on Tuesday?
I mean, she's got a slower roll if she wants people to buy the book.
Seriously. I mean, we thought the one bombshell was enough to hold
that
us through to the 24th, but then
it was a big one.
There's now cheating, but you know what? I mean, it's like no wonder Justin Timberlake did not want this released, because from the sound of it, it's like 90% him.
Yes. Well, she did admit that whole theory behind what his song "Cry Me a River" was about was true. She admitted that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she did step outside. She said she made out with Wade Robson, dancer choreographer, which he was. Everybody thought it was him back then. Like, it was right.
Right. Right.
And then he agreed to get past it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, then he did that with another celebrity I'm not going to name because she's married with kids now. Don't want to embarrass her.
Yeah, that's crazy. And if you're that other celebrity, are you?
Oh, you're breathing a sigh of relief, probably, because she's not naming you.
I mean, you know, if she wasn't married at the time, and yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like that's one of those things. It's like, hey, that's part of your past, whatever.
Yeah.
But as long as she wasn't like attached, married at that time, then you know, it may be scandalous, but maybe not like earth shattering. But she did say that whole Free Britney movement during her rehab stay, you know, several years ago.
In 2018, yeah.
Yeah, she said that was huge for her. And it was
a huge show of support, of course. I would feel like that had to make her feel good.
Yeah, it did. It did. So, I mean, at this point, if this is what they're releasing in preparation for the memoir,
They have to be holding some stuff back, right?
Like, what? Yeah. Like, what are they not saying? Because,
well, you know, she hasn't even touched anything about her family yet.
Yeah.
It's all been like Justin shaving my head.
But I feel like Jamie Lynn Spears, I guess there was a pushback when she announced that she was releasing this memoir from like Jamie Lynn, who didn't want any part of it or whatever. But still, it's. If all this is coming out now, I mean, like, Tuesday comes around and, wow, okay, well, what else? And maybe it's one of those things where, you know, remember, like, back in the day when you actually would buy CDs and it wouldn't be streaming or whatever like that, and you'd hear a song on the radio and it was, like, the first single and you loved it. You were like, oh, my gosh, this is great. And so when the CD would be released, you'd go out and you'd buy it, and then you'd listen to the entire CD, and you'd be like, oh, well, that was the only good one on it.
Yes.
And so I almost feel like,
is this going to be the case
with
this book?
This might be one of those cases with the book where you go out, you buy the book, and you're like, oh, well, we already knew that. All right, well, okay. But she already has your money, and there you go. So.
Oh, exactly.
Whatever. We've got it all kind of laid out up until this point. WDJX.com if you want to take a look at that. All right, a lot of stuff to get to here this hour. Coming up next, a feel-good story. Kelly Kay.
So this video you can see on our website, WDJX.com. Its name's JR. Getting a lot of views on this video. He's talking about sharing housework with his wife. He stresses it's not his job to help his wife with cooking, cleaning, and the kids, because they should be shared responsibilities.
I don't help my wife cook. I don't help her clean, do laundry, take care of the kids, none of that. Because I do what I'm supposed to do as a father and a husband. I cook, I clean, I do the laundry, I take care of the kids. I can't help my wife do those things because they are my job too.
When you're in a partnership with your spouse, it's not help. Everything is a shared responsibility in the house when it comes to taking care of each other's needs, the children's needs, especially the needs of the home. That everything is a shared responsibility. That video that I made, I feel like I directed it at a lot of men who don't think it's their responsibility to take off work when their child is sick. The men who really feel like, all I have to do is make money, and then she will take care of everything else. That's a dynamic for a lot of families, and it's significantly imbalanced in that way.
Mm. Yes. He gets it. So, you know, the basic, you know, part of the message is that it's a partnership.
Yeah, it's like when you hear dad say, yeah, I'm going to babysit the kids. It's like, no, you're not babysitting.
No, you're not babysitting.
You're being a parent.
You're being a dad. Yes, yeah, exactly. So it just really nerve and resonated with so many people. Are just like, yes, he gets it. You're not helping your wife with the housework. You're doing your shared responsibilities.
There you go.
He's great. You can see the video at WDJX.com.
Setting the bars time, Kelly Kay.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, the classic old Wendy's commercial wasn't the only one asking,
where's the beef?
Yeah.
I miss those commercials. They're great.
Yeah,
she was great.
If you forget, it's like three little old ladies standing around a huge hamburger, but all you see is the bun. And then they lift up the bun, and then the one lady goes,
hey, where's the meat?
Yeah,
exactly, iconic.
Yeah.
They're trying to say, you know, Wendy's burgers are bigger.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over $400,000 worth of beef, then you're doing okay.
It's a lot of beef.
It's a lot of beef. Yeah, so I guess this happened in Florida. A couple guys decided they were going to load a truck up with more than $400,000 worth of beef.
I get it. Things are expensive right now. Groceries are expensive. You still want some steak and hamburgers. I get it.
Where's the beef?
Yeah, and
exactly.
Well, they were caught thanks to a GPS on the truck. As they were unloading the truck at a vegetable farm, that's kind of ironic.
well, meat and veggies. Right? I was like, what's missing?
He was arrested for grand theft of cargo. So I guess in Miami-Dade, they were transferring the stolen beef into another.
Yeah, that's the judge.
Container. Here, the stolen tractor trailer has an approximate value of $150,000, it says.
Ooh. Yeah, that's just a tractor trailer. And then
you didn't just steal the meat, you stole the tractor trailer,
too.
Yeah,
exactly. So $400,000 worth of beef. Now, they did obviously get it back, but here's the thing. Again, we always ask and we pose, if you knew that this beef had been run around, would you slap a manager's sticker on it?
And, 100%.
And mark it off 50%.
It's all in packaging, right?
No, yeah. Knowing that it was hot at one point. It was
hot beef.
Hey, where's the beef?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm totally buying hot beef for sure.
Kelly's totally buying hot beef.
Yes. You can grill the crime off of it, right?
Yeah, I think so, probably.
I mean, you can't let it all go to waste. You can't, right?
That would be a shame if all that meat just went to shame. Yeah.
Sell it at a discount. Slap a little hot beef sticker on there. I'm buying it.
All right. There you go.
I'm grilling up burgers this weekend. Let's do it.
All right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing over $400,000 worth of beef, you're doing okay. I refuse to pull up my pants after going to the restroom.
Why are you saying that out loud?
We'll get to that here in just a sec. So, randomly, people have been sending us either DMs or text messages at 502-795-1997 with, is this normal or no?
Oh, this is a normal or no. Okay. All right.
So got one that said, I refuse to pull up my pants after going to the restroom until I've washed my hands.
Oh, eventually you have to, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because you can't walk around pantsless everywhere.
All right, so
that's frowned upon.
I already know the answer for you.
Yeah, no, I'm pulling up my pants immediately. Before, what if you were in like a public restroom?
Yeah, I get that.
Do that in a public restroom. Am I right?
Yeah, and not every stall has hand sanitizer there inside the stall.
Yeah, no, you gotta pull everything up in the stall, and then you go wash your hands.
Now, sometimes I won't buckle.
Okay.
Until I wash my hands.
Okay.
And I kind of get the thought process behind it in that
sure.
You don't want to put germs on your pants.
Clothes.
Yeah,
okay.
On your clothes. I kind of get the thought process behind that, but yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
But if that was so much of a thing, we would have had sanitizers in every stall the whole time, right? Or has that just been a massive oversight all this time?
Maybe it's a massive oversight.
Since the dawn of public restrooms.
So we're going to go ahead and mark that as no, that's not normal.
No.
No. So sorry, not normal. Here's another one. And I can relate to this because my family makes fun of me for it. When grocery shopping, I never take the front or first item off the shelf. I always take the one behind it.
Okay, why is that? Because you think like the one in front has been handled by way more people?
Been handled, been damaged, et cetera, et cetera. It's, and I will go so far as to, to select a product where the box isn't damaged. Like if the box is damaged, even in the slightest, if there's like a little ding in the side or whatever, I'll choose a box that doesn't have any sort of ding, even though I know that I will either A, open it up and take whatever it is out of the box and discard the box when I get home, or it has no bearing on what is inside because it's all packaged and sealed.
Yes. If it's the last one, I'll go ahead and take it. But so, if there are if there is one that is damaged in the front, I will go behind it and find one that's not damaged.
Yeah, I say that's normal. I will always take the item that's behind what is on the shelf.
I'm not going to always take it. If the one in front is perfectly fine, I'm just taking the one on the front.
But if
there is a little damage, then I'm moving it aside.
If I'm shopping for clothes and there is a stack of t-shirts or something like that, and they all say size large, I'm still going to choose the one kind of sandwiched in the middle.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm grabbing whatever the first one that's in my size. I'm looking it over. Are there any imperfections, rip stains, anything like that? You know, because sometimes things can get damaged when they're putting them out on the floor. And if it looks good, I'm buying it.
So what I'm saying is it doesn't matter if I'm grocery shopping or clothes shopping or whatever shopping. If it's the first item, I'm going to take the second item or the third item.
You're digging a little bit to find it. Okay.
I'm digging a little bit to get the unique. So I'm going to go ahead and stamp a normal on that one. That's normal.
Okay. All right. So far, so good.
Here's another. I tell my dog when I'll be back as soon as I'm leaving.
Yeah, no.
You're going to say no, that's not
normal. I wish I could have a little conversation. Like when
with your dog?
Yes, when we used to like put them in, when we'd have to board them over the holidays or whatever, we went on a long trip, I always felt bad that I couldn't just have a conversation with them to say, hey, babes, we're going to be back in a week. We're not, we're not going to abandon you at this place that looks like the shelter.
What's funny is animals don't have any concept of time. Time is what we have invented as humans. And so we'll say, hey, be back in an hour. They don't know.
No.
Like you can shut the door and open it in a minute and they'd be like, wow, that's great.
If you're dropping them off to get their nails done or have a bath, like they're looking at you like, you're leaving me forever.
Yeah, and or you could shut the door and you could come back in several hours and they'd be like, wow!
Yeah, exactly. That's always going to be that reaction, which is fun.
But
I do feel guilty. I can't just reason with them. Just say, listen, it's fine. I'm never going to give you to the shelter. You're my babies.
I'm thinking about this and I was no, that's not normal. And then I think to myself, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I do kind of go, hey, I'll be back in a sec. Hey, don't worry. I'll be back in a sec.
Even if it's just the animals in the house?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really care about the cats. The cats don't care.
Okay.
But I'll say to the dog, I'll be like, hey, just be back in a minute. Don't worry.
Okay. So you're easing Dougal's mind.
Right.
The rest of the cats, whatever.
Right.
They never care if I'm here or not.
Another text from a listener says, I'll make whoever is in the house say goodbye to all of our pets before anyone walks out the door.
Wow.
That's great. That's great. Kelly, you haven't said goodbye to Dougal. You haven't said goodbye to Fred. I didn't hear you say goodbye to Eggs, Dennis, or Maeve. You need to say goodbye to all of them.
Do you have to go find them all so they're all lined up so you can say goodbye?
I will
goodbye?
Say this is almost kind of what happens in our house because I was going to bed last night. Let's say that, for example. I was going to bed last night. My wife and my daughter were still up, and they were like, all right, say goodnight to Dougal. I was like, goodnight. They're like, nope, say goodnight to Eggs now. They're like, you got to kiss him. You got to give him a kiss.
Oh, wow.
So it was more of a, all right, you got to say goodnight to him. All right, you got to say goodnight to this one. All right, you got to say goodnight to this one.
Wow.
Oh, that's too much.
That is much. I got a text from Mandy May, she says has full conversations with my dogs every day.
Yeah, because they're great listeners.
They are really great listeners. I'll give you that.
Yeah, they're great listeners. Those are sit there and listen to you and to be like, all right, that's great.
And give you lots of licks. Like, I can sense that you're upset about something. I'm going to lick you incessantly.
Well, it's better when you can have a conversation with your dog when you're not scolding it.
Oh, yes.
I mean, come on.
Yes. What did you do?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all right. That's normal.
I'm going to say that's normal. I don't know. Okay. What is it for you? You said no, right?
Yeah, no.
So Kelly said none of these are normal for her.
Yeah.
They were normal. I was 2 out of 3. Kelly was 0 out of 3.
Yeah. Not doing that, really.
All right. Well, so there's a little cross-section of what this morning show is all about here on 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories, Kelly Kay.
Okay, so I have to call it a feel good when I see there's a 6-month-old influencer who's already a millionaire. Her name's Little Lua.
Okay.
And she's off to a great start in life, right?
Yes.
She's got over 2 million followers on Instagram. She's secured deals with Pampers and Natura.
Are you going to tell us how?
She's just being a baby. I think I've been creeping on the account now. Full transparency, she's got her mom to thank for running the account, who happens to be a Brazilian blogger named VTube, which I think is translated to MomTube. Has over 30 million followers.
Okay, so mom has the followers, and it's spilling over to her daughter.
Yes, so she's now got 2 million followers of her own. She's a big chunky baby, and she's just cute. Looks like they do like mom things. Just kind of looks like, from what I can tell on the account, it's just kind of like a family. They dress up in fun costumes and just kind of live their lives, and 30 million people follow it, and they're getting paid. And so mom says she's going to put her daughter's earnings in a bank account, because in Brazil, they have child labor laws. Can't work until you're like 16.
Okay,
so
sure.
Technically, Lua can't be earning the dollars. They got to put it away in an account. And she says, I know not all parents do that, but it's the right thing to do. It's her money, putting it away for her.
Okay.
Yeah. Self-made baby millionaire.
Okay.
She doesn't even know. She doesn't even know yet.
No.
But someday she will. Yes. So there you go. I'll tweet it out. You can go check it out, maybe start following them and therefore paying them. So,
yeah, I mean, is this a feel good for who?
It's a feel good for one person.
The baby?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really just aimed for the baby, like a kudos, well done. It's a feel good for you. The rest of us are sitting here wondering, okay, what can I do to become an influencer and make that kind of dough?
Yeah, right.
Because I'm looking at the content. I don't see anything like super spectacular.
Right.
That normal people couldn't do.
Right.
Like I'm looking at my dogs going, I think that might be my ticket.
Well, maybe.
I'm going to make my dogs influencers. We're going to get millions of followers, and that's going to be my swan song. I'm going to have to quit the show because they're going to get so famous.
All right.
That's my plan.
Well, good luck with that, Kelly.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We'll tweet out at Ben and Kelly Show.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, guys. Yeah, this is Jack.
Hey there. Thank you for allowing us to talk to you about your situation. Go ahead and explain everything that's going on.
Yeah. So, like, recently I had to go to a charity event hosted by my boss where a nice suit, you know, was in order.
Okay.
And typically our office is very casual. I don't really own any suits. I'm not really like that dressy or flashy of a guy.
Do you work in radio?
yeah, baby, you know. So I splurged on a $400 suit, and I loved it.
Okay.
I felt like $1 million having it on. It really
absolutely
did, you know? But like, I definitely didn't have the money to spend on something like that, you know. So I bought the suit Saturday, wore it that night, and returned it on Monday. just got all my money back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
People do this. People, it's like, I've done this before. I left all the tags on it when I wore it. No one saw any of it. And like, you know, sometimes for occasions, that's how it is. Like New Year's Eve, like, am I supposed to just buy a flashy suit every time I go out to a New Year's Eve party?
New Year's Eve?
You know?
Got to look good on New Year's Eve. I get it.
Yeah. So I was just, you know, explaining to my friend that I've done this a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of called me out. Like, she says, it's bad to return something I've worn.
Okay.
But like, I can't be the only one working this.
I feel like hearing you as a male doing this is a little bit surprising to me, just because the cliche is that women will buy a dress, keep the tags on, return it at the end of the night.
Okay.
Yeah.
There have been some women. Well, there's also, I'm looking on my Rent the Runway app and see if there's any men's clothes on it, because that's a whole service of where you're renting clothes, wearing them once, and sending it back for a much cheaper price.
Okay, I was about to say cheaper than free, because I got like all my money back on this.
No, you're right. It's not cheaper than free.
I mean, Jack's got a point, Kelly. This
he
is
does
free.
Have a point. I think your model is better.
You know, I don't know. Graduations, funerals, like, I can't be, like, you guys have never returned any of your stuff? Just like, whatever, I need the money back. It's a one-time occasion.
I got to be honest, Jack, yeah, I have never once premeditated bought an outfit knowing I was going to return it the next day.
Well, see, and I'll tell you, say this, there was a time where I was going to, like, Derby Eve galas every year, and I'd have to have like red carpet dresses. Well, a lot of those kinds of dresses had tags that were on the outside of, you know, the big part of the skirt. So there kind of wasn't a way to hide that. Like, I had to commit and cut that tag because there was nowhere I could tuck that. So,
well, Jack, we are getting some support on our text line already, and some of our other lines are ringing. So you may have some support in your corner here.
You're thrifty and you're fabulous. So, you know, exactly. It's a way to be fabulous on a budget.
If you have not thought about this, try it out, guys, okay? It's a win-win for everybody. They get their clothes back, you get your money.
Jack is just working the system. He's a baller
it's
on
like
the budget. I get
test
it.
Test driving a car. Most cars you buy, someone else has driven it a little bit, at least around the block, right?
I didn't think about that. No, that's exactly how it goes. Every car you've been in has been driven by somebody else. Yes.
Yes.
All right, Jack, I hope you got what you came for by letting us talk to you. So I don't know if you did or not, but
Well, play this for your friend, maybe, and get him on board. Like, hey, see, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Other people have definitely done this. I know I can't be the only one.
Appreciate you and your thriftiness.
Maybe there's a reason for there to be a Rent the Runway for men.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I've never even heard of that before. I feel like men have been left out of this.
It's magical for women. It has been a lifesaver.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call, man.
Oh, no, thanks, guys. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, I'm thinking more about your car analogy, Kelly. And but you're not putting your naked bits and pieces on the seats.
Okay, all right. Well, people wearing underwear, right? Not completely naked bits.
Okay, well, actually, maybe I have done that once or twice.
Oh.
But I don't return. It's not on a test drive.
Jack didn't feel like he's a commando kind of a guy in the suit. Justin's like, that's shameful.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are some people that are like, abso-stinking-lutely not. Kelly Not Kay says, I think it's just rude. The person who ends up buying it is paying full price for a used outfit because they aren't a cheapskate.
Okay, that is a good perspective. Cindy from Simpsonville is like, no can do, commando. Uh-uh, nope, can't do it.
Wait. Says, so when you, hang on a second. I want to unpack that just a quick sec. Is it a, when you are buying something with the idea that you're returning it, the proper thing to do is to wear underwear, yeah?
Yes, the proper thing to do is wear underwear all the time, right?
Well, no.
It's uncomfortable, isn't it?
Kelly, not everybody is wound up as tight as you are, all right?
I'm wound up tight because I prefer to wear undergarments?
Exactly.
Every day?
Exactly. There are some of us who like to be free, all right?
You're grossing Cindy from Simpsonville out.
No,
you're
I'm just saying,
she's walking away right now. I can almost feel it.
I know there aren't, quote, rules on this, but maybe there are or there should be some unwritten rules that if you are planning on buying something with the idea of returning it, that you do kind of like what they say in the changing rooms and you wear, make sure you're wearing underwear.
Did I just become a spokesperson for the undergarment industry in saying that you need to wear undergarments every day? Did that just happen? That was unintended. Jennifer said years ago when my husband and I got married, we had no money, broke. So I bought a derby dress. We got married, returned it right after.
All right, 502-795-1997. Let's hear your story of you getting, maybe I want to hear from someone who tried to return something and couldn't because of what was on the thing, or maybe you work in retail, all right?
I do have a story of buying something and returning it.
All right, so we'll get to that.
It wasn't closed, but I did do that.
All right, we'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. Hang on. I love the sass that's rolling on our text line right now. It all started because Jack had called and admitted that, you know what, I did buy a suit, $400 suit, and I returned it because I can't afford that suit, even though it made me feel great.
He wore it to an occasion.
I will say, a good suit for a guy is a good investment. Like, that's something that you can rewear. Even if you're not, like, a suit guy, you don't have to wear a suit every day.
Yeah, you can change it up with ties and shirts.
Yeah.
Change up the look.
And you know, you'll just always have it. But that wasn't the case. And so he was like, he told his friend, he was like, yeah, I'm just going to return it. And his friend was all like, what?
That's you not- can't do that. That is unethical. And a lot of people are agreeing with that on the text line. Now, Ashley said used to work at DSW Shoe Store. People would try to return obviously worn shoes.
Now, I get a lot of my my running shoes. And the store that I get my running shoes from is like there's a 60-day return policy. And I'm like, 60 days? They're like, yeah. So if, you know, you go, you try your shoes out, you run on them and all that stuff. You can return them after 60 days, and we'll return them in exchange for something else. And I'm
That's a nice policy.
I know. I'm thinking, my gosh. I mean, you know, the sole is going to be all, like, dirty and stuff like that. And, you know, who knows what I would have, like, run through at that point. And so, I mean, I've never, like, taken advantage of that, but it is kind of interesting knowing that that is the case. And also, I know that a lot of places now, if you want to buy something online and return it, they'll be like, no, just keep it. It costs more to ship it back than... You know,
yes, that's happened a couple of times for us. We're like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Now, I will say that years ago at a store that no longer exists, my boyfriend at the time and I bought a nice camera. It was about $800 video camera to go on vacation with. And so we took it and took amazing vacation videos. And then they had a no questions asked return policy. So then when we were back from the vacation, we just returned the camera.
Well, see, that's what did you keep the memory card?
We kept the videos. Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes when you buy a used car, especially with new cars now, they have the internal hard drive on there where you can go in and you can, like, listen to. A lot of times they won't clear the songs that were in the internal hard drive.
Oh.
And so you can hear the music that the previous owner would have. Haley, you said your husband does this, the whole buy something and return it.
So my husband at the time, it wasn't clothes, but he would always sleep with a fan. And what he would do is he would buy a fan and sleep with it on every single night and wear it out until it would not run anymore. Clean the dust off of it, go buy a new one, put it back in the box, and return another one and buy another one.
So he would return the fan that was broken and used.
Yeah, some like, you know, just, you know, that white noise. It would start making like a grinding sound, you know, because the dust and everything. Yeah, so once it was, you know, not making that peaceful sleep sound, he would go by the same model, clean the dust off of it, and return it.
That's called working the system, Haley.
They weren't even expensive. They were like maybe $25.
that's just wrong. Thank you for the call, by the way. And I like how she said, my husband at the time, so, you know, didn't work out, obviously.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, it's interesting because there are several that are agreeing and disagreeing with this tactic.
Yeah, Justin is like, that is shameful. That is a crime. You guys are awful.
Missy says, you know, I think retail has caught on because I've noticed that there's a mechanism that holds the tags on the dress. And it says if you remove this, you cannot return it.
Yes. Yeah, they've gotten wise to people doing this for sure.
Mm. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the comments.
One last thing from Jessica. Right. Clothes are expensive. Life is expensive these days. So although it's not 100% morally correct, it's also not hurting anyone. Don't see an issue with it. Women have done this forever, so there should be no double standard criticizing men for doing the same thing. Back to Jack's suit. Every time I buy something, I wonder how many people have tried it on before I bought it. So it's no different than that to me. Most all the clothes we buy from a store have probably been worn by someone, even if it's just in the dressing room.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Jack. Thank you for coming to us. We appreciate it. So there's an Arkan storyline here on the show. It all started with Jessica and her actually playing one of our games earlier this week. And we found out that she had been kind of talking to a guy. She wasn't really in a relationship. However, she was kind of talking to a guy at work. Things were going well. She was actually told us yesterday that she was going to hang out with the guy after work.
And we were all like, let us know
how it goes. Yes. And so we played Magic Stick by 50 Cent and Lil Kim. And so then, Jessica, you have an update about this whole situation.
Yeah, he dumped me.
Ah!
Ow!
So wait. Did he dump you on the date? Did you get to go out and hang out with him on the date?
No, we never even hung out. I just kind of waited around. He said no, and then I just went home.
You were already, like, out at the place where you were supposed to meet?
No, we had just gotten out of work.
Okay. So it was going to be a thing where you're going to hang out after work, and so you guys kind of connected after work, and you were just
and
like,
you were
gonna
go to his house?
Hey, let's go hang out. Everything was going to be great. We were supposed to get the update this morning that everything was magical, and it looks like this is going to be a long lasting thing. But he didn't even actually like meet you in person, right?
No. Mm-mm.
So we just texted you. No,
yep.
Let's just be friends and coworkers, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He did the joke.
And like, I'm hurt. Hurt.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's gonna hurt.
Yeah. Right.
But
right.
I'm to the point of like, you know what? At this point, I'm looking at it like, whatever. It happens.
Was it because of us? Did we make too big of a deal of it? Did we go too hard?
Listen,
Kelly and I tend to do that. We tend to fixate on something and then we go way too
listen.
Across
you're
the
one line. That picked Magic Stick for the song. I didn't do that.
I thought it was appropriate.
I did.
I mean, that's fair. That's a fair point, though.
Uh-huh. But no,
no
I'm
not,
sure he
y'all.
Probably didn't listen. He didn't listen, right? He didn't
no.
listen.
No.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. We're safe there.
Oh, how are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling okay now? Last night was probably tough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tough. It was rough last night. Like, I kind of had a breakdown. You know, my roommates kind of helped me out. My kids were sleeping.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay now.
So, Jessica, you said you guys work together. Do you work in, like, different departments? Is it going to be easy to kind of avoid him? Or is this going to be a situation where you're going to have to awkwardly kind of cohabitate the same place?
No, we work literally about 20, 30 feet from each other.
Is it another woman?
Possibly. That's what I'm hearing.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm thinking. You are just going to have to walk in there like, it's fine. It's good. No worries.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You need to have some confidence this morning, especially when you walk in and just show him that, you know what? Hey, I felt the same way, whatever, and have that little bit of confidence. Does the other woman work with you guys also?
Yep.
Oh my God! Wait. All right. Hang on a second. Is this other person friendly with you, or is this going to be now awkward between you guys too?
See, we were actually really good friends.
Was she aware that you were into this guy?
I almost spit out my coffee. Okay. All right. Well, this is what this is kind of a workplace drama thing that I think your situation is not unique in the sense that I know that thinking about how I even got together with my wife, you know, there was, you know, she was kind of talking to a guy at work that wasn't me. And then all of a sudden it switched.
You come swooping in.
Yeah. And so, so I was literally that other girl that you're talking about. And, you know,
So you're just going to have to fake the confidence until you really emotionally get there.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to walk in there and don't
dust your shoulders off.
Never let them see a sweat kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, and just eventually you'll get over it. It's going to sting for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You're just going to put your head down,
so,
concentrate on the work.
All right. So Jessica, you are willing to put yourself back out there. Now that's good. So, Jessica, what are your likes?
Wait, put some music on or something. Some like dating show music or something.
Okay,
don't put magic stick on again. That's
what we're gonna do. No, not that one. No, that's too aggressive. We're not there yet. Like game show music.
All right. So this is Jessica.
Don't use that voice either.
I don't have my stats from the last time you played the game still in front of me. But Jessica, what color is your hair? What kind of car do you drive?
I have red hair, and I drive a Dodge Charger.
All right, there you go.
Oh, sassy redhead and a Dodge Charger. Come on now, guys. Where you at?
There you go.
Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah. Michael rolls in and says, girl, just go in and just work it. Show him what he missed out on. And Brad texts in and says, at least he didn't waste your time or try to juggle both. So I guess
that's the silver lining.
A silver lining. So
okay,
Bethany says this is why you don't poo where you eat.
Dip your pen in company.
Dipping the pen in the company ink. You avoided that, Jessica. You avoided that. Do you work at a place like what's the hot level of the people that you work with? Because I remember when I worked at this sandwich place, I had a manager that literally, he didn't care what your experience was. If you were attractive, he was hiring you. And so our attractive level at that was out of this world. We may not have gotten a lot of work done, but we were all very sexy.
It's like the Abercrombie and Fitch model hiring. Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, hey, look, Rhonda's even saying, hey, tell Jessica it's not going to work out with them anyway, and she will watch them both crumble in a few months, LOL. So, we're not going to keep you much longer. Jessica, thank you for coming on with us. Thanks for the update. Sorry it didn't work out. You know what? You're better off now anyways. You can focus your efforts on work, and you can focus your efforts on putting your energy out there for someone new to come in.
Exactly. And I thank y'all.
We are fully invested in your happiness.
Yep.
So you do need to keep us updated on anything that happens.
All right.
Any developments in your life.
Yeah. And if I've got to play magic stick for the guy that works in sales, I can do that too. All right.
I will shoot you a message and let you know just in case.
All right. Thanks, Jessica. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Oh, dang it. Dang it. Dang it.
You know what? Sometimes these arcing storylines where we get invested in our listeners' love lives, sometimes they have great outcomes. Sometimes they don't. And you know what? That's okay. That's life. It happens.
Well, this is just a bump in the road until she does find her happily ever after. Wasn't that guy?
Yeah.
So we just don't know who it's going to be yet.
All right. Well, thank you again, Jessica. We appreciate you. Let's say hi to Leah calling us from Okolona. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Leah's got blonde hair, drives a 370Z Nissan. That's one of those sports cars, isn't it?
It is.
Sassy. I like that. Vroom, vroom.
No, wrong company, Kelly. That's,
oh, sorry. That was,
that's
right.
Mazda. This is Nissan.
You're right. I got confused. Zoom. How about that? Is that one taken?
Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
She works in retail, has been married 23 years. Leah, how do you keep the spark alive after all this time?
It's hard.
That's what she said.
It really is.
Sorry.
Well,
a little bit of that too, sure. All right, so Leah, it's called Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
You're going to hear three stories, and you have to figure out, did that incident occur when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one, Little Kid Drunk Adult.
I got caught
making out with my sister's mannequin.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
Whoops.
That could be either.
It could be, yeah.
Little kid.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a little kid, too, maybe trying to practice because they don't know what they're doing yet. That's what I think.
Practice?
Yeah.
Practice 100%. What, Kelly?
Well, think about when you're like kissing.
Oh, practice kissing. Okay.
Yeah, they just got making out with a mannequin.
All right. Both of you say a little kid.
I was just a little kid.
Yep.
You got it.
Awesome.
You got it.
Yep.
Poor little guy.
I was trying to learn how to kiss and touch a woman. And I guess it was creepy because the mannequin had no legs or arms. And
Oh, my gosh.
Sister walked in on me and she told everyone in my family and in the neighborhood about it. I never really lived it down.
Wow.
Oh, that is harsh. Also, we are ignoring the question as to why sis had a mannequin in a room with no arms or legs.
Well, probably like did its hair maybe. Leah, you probably had something like that, right?
No.
Yeah, like a Barbie head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Barbie. Oh, okay.
Like the Barbie bust, like a bust
if
of a Barbie or something
the
like that.
Barbie head, yeah. I understand it.
Yeah, see?
I was thinking like a store mannequin. I don't know. We need a picture to fully judge.
Okay. All right, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I peed in my cat's litter box.
But again, I always ask, who hasn't?
Over here. I have not.
Yeah, you don't have cats.
No, I don't. If I did, I wouldn't.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Yeah, I'll say drunk adult, too. I'm feeling drunk adult vibes on this.
Both of you?
Yeah.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult?
I was a drunk adult.
Yep. That is accurate. Drunk adult. Peeing in her cat's litter box.
I was home from college and went out with some friends. I got home late and my mom started yelling at me about growing up and being responsible. I'm a grown adult. I didn't need to hear that. So, wow, she was yelling at me. I walked over to our cat's litter box and popped a squat.
So she legit did what cats do. They retaliate by peeing on something.
It's like, you're going to yell at me about adulting? All right. I'm going to do something adult-like. I'm going to go pee in the cat litter box.
Leah, do you have any animals?
I do. I have two puppies.
Aww.
Yeah, not a cat person either, huh?
No.
Yeah. I don't need their toilet sitting in the corner. Uh-uh.
I have four cats. I do have a dog. Oh. And, yeah, their personalities are all different. So, yeah, I mean, you just never know. They're like a box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get with a cat. So that's what I like about them.
Have you been tempted to try out the litter box? Take it for a test drive?
No, not the litter box because I feel like it's too small for me.
Yeah, logistically speaking, it would be messy. For a man,
maybe.
I think.
All right. Okay. So far, you're 2 for 2. Good job, Leah. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
Squatted in the pumpkin patch and watered the pumpkins.
Wow, we've had two stories very similar. All right. Who hasn't peed in a pumpkin patch, right?
I don't know, because that could definitely be either.
Yep.
I'm going to say little kid.
I think little kid, too. Just couldn't hold it, maybe.
Okay. Both of you saying.
That's what I think.
Little kid.
Drunk adult.
Oh no.
Wow. Okay.
You would think on a school field trip with a bunch of kids. Nope. Drunk adult after too many adult beverages in the bumpy hayride out to the pumpkin patch.
Okay.
Had to go. Just squatted in the pumpkin patch.
Shout out, Hubers.
OMG.
I mean, that is a bumpy tractor ride out to the patch, to be quite honest, you know?
I'm just fertilizing the pumpkins.
That's all we're doing. All right, Leah. Hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. We're going to hook you up. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, what fun. And the best part is none of that happened to us.
None of it
I'm
happened.
I'm feeling really good about that.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we need more of your, I guess, little kid drunk adult submissions.
Yeah, if you can think about something that happened in your life that might be hard to differentiate if it was a little kid or drunk adult, then tell us the story. Give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email the voice note to BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Meet, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this magical trophy and bragging rights and knowing that you are the supreme victor as always. Kelly, are you mentally, emotionally, and physically ready?
I think I am mentally, physically, and emotionally ready. Yes, indeed. Who won last week?
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Losers go first. That is me. Kelly, there's a new deodorant on the market called Ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist, okay.
Yeah. Doesn't do a thing about your body odor, but people will think it's coming from the guy next to you.
Oh! Clever.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Hey, Ben. My husband and I laugh at how competitive we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I laugh harder.
Okay.
I win.
Okay. I went to Disneyland and asked what Mickey was short for. They said, well, because he's a mouse.
Solid. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Netflix needs a new category of content.
Mm-hmm.
It should be called easy to follow while looking at your phone the whole time.
Yeah, right?
1,000%.
All right, you laugh, you lose. A pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel on his head. The bartender asks, hey, man, what's with the paper towel? Pirate says, "Arg! I've got a bounty on me head."
Got it. That's a good one. Good pirate joke.
Arg!
It's always a good day. You get a pirate joke in there.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy opened a gym where the instructors go door-to-door explaining the benefits of joining it.
Yeah.
It's called Jehovah's Fitness.
Ah. You know, Kelly, I'm embarrassed to admit this.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, a lifeguard caught me peeing in a pool and blew their whistle at me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It scared me so much, I almost fell in.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Guy says, my boss said to me, you're the worst train operator ever.
Oh.
How many trains have you derailed in the past year?
Oh.
I said, I'm not sure. It's hard to keep track.
You know, I'm not saying, Kelly, your mother is big. But whenever she falls over, she rocks herself to sleep trying to get back up.
That's a visual. That's a visual.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling Diane later.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Heard that there's a law by law. You need to turn on your headlights when it's raining in Sweden.
Okay.
How am I supposed to know when it's raining in Sweden?
True. True. That's what apps are for.
Yeah.
Born and scared and murdered and fear.
That's a great Swedish.
Kelly, it turns out that when asked who your favorite child is, you're supposed to pick out one of your own. I know that now.
Good note. Although I think it is also frowned upon to pick a favorite child. But okay, moving on. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guy says, whenever my wife's upset, I let her color in my black and white tattoos.
Okay.
She just needs a shoulder to crayon.
Aw. You know, so I just came back from the ER.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to bore you with details, but the Dyson ball cleaner is a dangerously misleading name.
Oh, yeah. For guys, that could be dicey. Yeah. Dicey Dyson.
Dyson. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, boy. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
A wife asked her husband, could you please go shopping for me and buy one carton of milk, and if they have avocados, get six?
Okay.
Short time later, the husband comes back with six cartons of milk. The wife asks, why did you buy six cartons of milk? He said they had avocados.
Oh, yeah, okay. Very literal. Very literal. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I get that. This is You Laugh, You Lose. I was shocked, Kelly. I was shocked.
Yeah.
To find out my buddy wears a bra.
Oh.
Yeah, I asked him, how long have you been wearing a bra? He told me, ever since my wife found it in the glove compartment.
Good cover. Great cover. Hey, Ben, what's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
What?
One is $1.50 a pound and the other is under a buck.
Under a buck. A man is in a job interview. Interviewer asks him, how do you explain this 4-year gap in your resume? Guy says, that's when I went to Yale. Interviewer was like, wow, impressive. You're hired. Guy goes, yeah, that's great. I really need this job.
Mm-hmm. I need this job. Got it. That's a good one. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Just got back from a prostate exam.
Oh, yeah? You? Wow, impressive.
Yep. Sure did. Got the thumbs up.
Do you... How did that go, Kelly?
Not all the dad jokes translate well for women telling them. I'll say that.
Got the thumbs up from the prostate exam. All right.
Yep. Yeah. Also some weird looks.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Was your daddy a gorilla?
I don't think so.
Because you look like a prime mate.
Great. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Did you know that a piranha can devour a small child down to the bone in less than 30 seconds?
I didn't.
Anyways, I lost my job at the aquarium today.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
I know, it's an awful deathy joke, but it didn't assign my prostate exam, really?
I'll accept this trophy.
It's dumb. I really didn't get a prostate exam because I don't have one.
I don't believe you.
Yeah.
I don't believe you, Kelly.
Uh-uh. I didn't. Oh, I let Rhonda down.
Yep. It's all right. Kelly was on a two-game winning streak. It's fine. All right. There you go. You laugh, you lose.
I'm upset my prostate didn't get you. I'm upset.
I was thinking about that, like going, wow, you know what? Whoo. I just hope.
It's going to start rumors.
All right. You laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX. All right. You ready to hear a stupid fact of the day?
Uh-huh.
All right. This is... we find random things on the internet, run it through the verification process, bring them to you as fact. Kelly, you ever wonder why your eyes get red in a swimming pool?
Why do your eyes get red in a swimming pool?
I mean, a lot of people assume it's just the chlorine, which is half right.
It's half right? What else is irritating your eyes, Ben?
So the chloramine, it's a chemical which results when chlorine mixes with urine.
Oh, no! People are peeing in the pool! That's getting in your eyes?
I mean, we knew this was a thing. We knew it.
Oh, gosh.
We knew this was a thing, but
yeah,
now...
we didn't think it was getting in our eyes, though. Well, we didn't think it was getting in the eyes.
It's getting in our eyes.
Oh, it's not. Oh, I'm never going to swim again.
I mean, to be fair, it's disinfected by the time it gets to our eyes.
Oh, great.
Yeah?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, because...
So disinfected pee in our eyes, that's not better.
Well,
it's not better.
It's better.
It's not better.
It's a little better.
It's not better. I want to go back in time to where I wasn't thinking about the fact that if anybody peed in the pool, it's in my eyes. I want to go back. I want to go back in time.
Okay. Okay. Yes. All right. Maybe you can try to do that. Who knows?
Uh-huh.
So anyways, there you go. Your stupid fact of the day. The reason your eyes get red in a swimming pool is because it's the chemical that results when chlorine mixes with pee.
Okay, I'm going to stop listening to this show.
Ah.
Because the learning is aggressive. It's making me uncomfortable. I'm learning things that I don't want to learn. I don't want to know that stuff. I don't.
And you're welcome. 99.7 JX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar time.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is one of those like unlikely accidents, but kind of crazy. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting hit in the face by a seagull when you're a helicopter pilot, you're doing okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, how in the world?
Right. This happened up in Chicago, and the helicopter pilot from the Fox affiliate there had to make an emergency landing. Thankfully, no one was like injured or anything like that.
That's good, and they didn't crash.
Except for him.
So
this seagull legit crashed through the window, a seagull.
Wow.
Which I don't feel like is a huge bird, right?
I think it's big enough, though.
Well, anyway, it crashed.
I don't know.
It crashed through the window and hit him in the face.
Ouch!
And so the chief of the fire and rescue kind of was talking about this.
We know they was traveling at a good speed in route southbound after leaving the airport, and he took the bird strike, was able to calmly and collectively land.
Yeah, I mean, like, Mike, the pilot, took the bird strike and was like, all right, I'm going to have to take this bird down. And landed it
in a field without having to disrupt any traffic or cause anybody harm.
Yeah, so I mean, he just found a field and put it down.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, yeah, this probably isn't going to happen to you today. So yes, the setting the bar story is definitely one of those. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Hope this doesn't happen to you. But yeah, like getting hit in the face with a bird. Have you ever been attacked by a bird?
No, I can't say that I have. Thank goodness.
So where we vacation up Lake Erie area, there are signs posted every single year that says beware of the red-tipped or what red-winged blackbird.
Okay.
Apparently these blackbirds, they nest and then they get very territorial. So if you're walking along a path, they can dive bomb you. And I've been pecked at before.
And
yeah. So I wouldn't mind if one of those got hit by a helicopter. But anyways.
I don't want to be pecked at.
Right? at least not in that way. Right. So anyways, that's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It was funny. We were talking earlier about, like, the quirky little things you do, the normal or nope sort of things. And we kind of got into the subject of, do you select the first thing when you're going grocery shopping, or do you pick the thing that's behind it? Or, you know, whether you're grocery shopping or clothes shopping or whatever. Hey, B.
I am right there with you on grabbing the stuff from behind the first one on the shelf.
Yeah, the first one on the shelf is dirty. It's been used. It's been manhandled. And I want nothing of it.
And it's older. They put the old stuff up front.
That's true.
They put the newer stuff in the back. So I always go straight to the back, especially with bread. If you look at it closely, the expiration dates, the oldest bread is always up front.
There you go. See, some life hacks there for you.
Wow, that is like insider info the world of grocery stores.
I know. And then we also found out how many people actually talk to their animals and tell them, see ya, bye-bye.
Turns out quite a few, and people are having full-on conversations with their pets every day.
Right, exactly. Some making all their guests say goodbye to their animals, too, which is hysterical.
And that would take you a lot of time, sir, because you have many animals in the household.
I do have 5, you're right. So anyways, if you wanted to listen to the entire convo, we got it for you. WDJX.com, click listen. Tate McRae, Greedy, 99.7 DJX. There's some new music from her. Some new music from The Kid LAROI is out today, and be listening for that here on 99.7 DJX.
How does it compare to Stay? Stay is a monster.
I was going
to
say, Stay with Justin Bieber is an absolute 2-minute banger. This, he collaborates with Jungkook. You know, Jack Harlow just collaborated with him, and Central C. He's a British rapper. And it's pretty good. It goes pretty hard. So anyways, you can see the unedited version of the song on our video section of the website, WDJX.com. But then also...
But caution, there's swears if you say unedited.
I mean, there's a couple. I mean, it's not like chock full of them, but yeah.
Okay.
And be listening for the song throughout the day here and this weekend on 99.7 DJX. All right. What's big in your world this weekend?
There's a big pink out game at Christian Academy. And then we have our first cheer competition for my daughter's cheer club.
There you go.
The Centurion All-Stars of Louisville. So we've got our first cheer competition Sunday.
All right. Well, good luck.
Rehearsals for all that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
All right, good deal. Well, hey, whatever you do, have fun. And I know DJX is going to be out at the Taylor Swift Eras Tour hitting Baxter Avenue Theaters. It'd be weekend number 2 for the Eras Tour movie. And so Emily and Promo Emily will be out there after about 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So hopefully we'll see you out there. Otherwise, catch up on what you missed on the website, WDJX.com.
Okay, bye. Have a good weekend.
All right, see you.